This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this night and forevermore. Hallelujah. Praise and praise and praise goodness, His grace, and His love in the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, as we come to you, humble ourselves and lift our mighty hands tonight, just thanking and praising you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. Just thanking and praising you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We are so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of living, be on top of the ground, ground not on top of us. We are so grateful and thankful you extending grace, mercy, and love upon our lives. Look upon us with grace, mercy, and love here tonight. Every sin that so easily beset us, we just shake it out. I should have put in the seal of forgiveness, casting us forth as the east is from the west. Now, precious fathers, I decrease, and the Spirit of the Lord in me increase here this night and forevermore. Crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Hide me behind Calvary's cross. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible with me, I'd like you to open it up to the book of Matthew, the 5th chapter, and we'll be looking at verse 14, 15, and 16. And the word of God reads in Matthew 5, verse 14, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we thank God for another opportunity to come before you tonight, hallelujah, just to minister the word of God through the use of the internet per Facebook. We thank God that we are preaching and teaching on a local level, but we are able to reach on a global level. We are thankful because God sees fit that we're still here in the land of the living. Hallelujah. Just for the next few minutes, we want to talk about Christ transferred us from darkness to light. Christ has transferred us from darkness to light. Talking about born-again believers of Christ, talking about the followers of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. After experiencing the born-again spiritual experience, we thank God that he seemed fit that we have given us a second chance to be to be right, to get back in fellowship, so that our connection with God, our fellowship with God, would be right. Believers of Christ, light is meant to be seen. Yes, just like physical light. When we come out of a night of darkness and we enter into our household, we turn on the light. We hit the light switch and the light come on. And the light eliminates the darkness in the room. So in a spiritual sense, we are, Jesus Christ is our source of light. He manifests himself to the world. Jesus is the light of the world. So as believers of Christ, as followers of his, we are, once we give our life to Christ, accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our life, he becomes the light in us by the power of the Holy Spirit working through us. So as believers of Christ, light in a spiritual sense is meant to be seen also. You see, there are now, even in 2021, there are too many undercover secret agents, saints, and hidden holy ones. Jesus did not light our light as followers of his so that we could hide under a basket because of fear or sincerity or secrecy. Jesus wants every Christian that is labored as a Christian to be a light in the world, so that we are like a city on a hill. He wants us to shine so that we can not be hidden. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 8, for ye were once in darkness, but now ye are light in the Lord. So walk as children of light. Christ transfers us from darkness to light. We are the beacons through which Christ shines into this dark and fallen world. The purpose of light is to shine, but there is no shining without burning. Shining costs us something. Yes, it may be Christ's light, but it is through us that the light shines. Beloved, excuse me. Beloved, letting our light shine is no abstract thing. It involves concrete behavior. Your light shines by the way you live and the choices you make. Also by the behavior or the conduct that you exhibit. As a child of God, the light shines when Christians get married and they stay married because of their commitment to God and to one another. When they stay faithful in their commitment, our light shines when we tell the truth instead of lying. Our light shines when we love instead of hating. Our light shines as a follower of Christ when we walk upright and speak the truth in love without compromising. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, Christ has transferred us from darkness to light The Bible said in the book of John, 1:9, that was the true light, which lightened every man that cometh into the world. Yes, beloved, our life as being a follower of Christ, it is meant to be seen by men, women as well. Yes, we live in the world, and our Christianity should be evident to all around us that see us on a daily basis. Our good deeds ought to draw attention not to ourselves, but to God, because all glory, all praise, and honor goes to Him. So, child of God, as a Christian, you have within you the power to overcome darkness. Psalms 119:105, it says, thy word, it is a lamp. Thy word, it is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. Christ transferred us from darkness to light. You are the light of the world. Believer in Christ, you are not, again, the source of light, but Christ is. So as followers of Christ, we have his purpose. We have his presence dwelling within us through his Holy Spirit. Beloved, we are the beacons through which Christ shines into this dark, fallen world of ours. Again, the Bible says in the book of Matthew, 5:14-16, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Beloved, like a town on a hill, Christ's power can rise up above our very own and that of the world as well. When we harvest this power and let our light shine of the sea, our bright beacon of light, child of God, one way our light shine is through the fruit we produce when we show love, kindness, and goodness. It is a reflection of God's characteristics, our good deeds that were fostered by our love of Christ can lead others to Him. Yes, beloved, we are the beacons through which Christ shines into the dark and fallen world. People of God, the church or the candlestick, the golden candlestick in which these lights are playing. Beloved, the gospel is so strong, a light, and carries with so much of it on evidence that it is like a city on a hill, and be hid. So churches, as we know it, also spread of God's light by sharing his truth and his love here in the Word of God, in the book of Luke, 12th chapter of verses 2 and verse 3. It says, nothing is covered up but that which not be revealed, but are hidden, that will not be known. So therefore, whatever you have said in the dark shall be heard in the light, and what you have whispered in private a room shall be proclaimed on the housetops. Sharing your life for Christ, because Christ transferred us from darkness to light. People of God, believers of Christ, we live in a dark and fallen world that is filled with lies, hate, and confusion. But God, a word tells us to cast off the works of darkness and to put on the whole armor of light. Here, beloved, while others are chasing after a physical a pleasure and selfish a gain, we as children of God are commanded to live a different way, and that is to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desire. Child of God, a question may be asked here tonight. What is a spiritual darkness? Spiritual darkness is the state of a person who is living apart from God, the creator of heaven and earth, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Remember this? Always. Death of spiritual darkness. Do not have fellowship with God through a relationship with Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Yes, beloved, people of God, from the moment that Adam and Eve sinned in the garden of Eden, the human beings have lived a dark, a sinful a world. All people are born in a fallen a state of sin and separation from God. The people of God are living in rebellion to God, and his will is equivalent to living in a spiritual darkness. The child of God, after the born again spiritual experience, after being saved, you become a beacon of the spiritual of the light of Christ. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8, for he once was in darkness. are you, a light in the Lord, a walk as children of light. We are the beacons through which Christ shines into this darkness, a fallen a world. Here, the word said, in John 8, verse 12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He who follow me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of the world, the light of life. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are the beacon to which Christ shines here. Thank you, my Jesus, for your grace, your mercy here tonight. We are the beacons through which Christ shines into this dark, fallen, and sinful world. So, beloved, our calling as Christians should have a fundamental impact on our conduct. Here in the book of First of Peter, chapter 2, verse 9, it says, "But ye are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." There's a type of God that we serve. Yes, he has upgraded us into the beloved family of God. God the Father, Jesus, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yes, beloved, God is good, and he's good all the time, and all the time, he's good. The people of God, our God, is searching for some Christians to glow in the dark of places. Are you glowing in is the true light, the death, the enlightened, every woman and man here in 2021, the people of God, our society is being an artificial lane and submerged in a spiritual darkness. There is no lack of light except in the hearts of the people beloved to be enlightened spiritually. One must find the light of Jesus Christ and believe in him and come to him, and then put on the armor of light and walk in the light. Yes, beloved, Jesus Christ himself is our source of light, and we Christ, the author and finisher of all faith, transfer from darkness to light. Yes, beloved, we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Yes, people of God, we are the beacons through which Jesus Christ shines into this dark, fallen, sinful world. We are the light of the world. Christ Jesus transfers from darkness to light. What a blessing to know that God loves us so that he has seen fit to let it to Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. He made it possible for us to reunite with the one that created us, to reunite with the one that neither slumber nor sleep, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I Am. Yes, even in 2021, God still is in the soul saving. He is Jesus, the light.
Bye. the oh, I need thee. I need the oh, I need thee. I need the oh, I need thee. I need the oh, I need thee. So bless me now, I need thee. I need the oh.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. He's worthy because all praise, all glory, and honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. We are thankful and grateful because God has seen fit that we are here, hallelujah, in 2021, even though we're still in a pandemic. God is still able, ready, and willing to meet our each and every need and to help us, hallelujah, to go forward in the things of God. We can stand upon God's word where it says in Romans 8:28, but we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. So with us knowing that, we have the faith to believe and the stamina to stand on his word, because his promises is conditional. But if we do what the word of God says, and we don't get weary in well doing, because in due season, if we faint not, we shall receive the promises that he has given us. If God said it, we can stand believing it, because God is not like a man that he should lie, the Son of Man that he shall repent. God means what he says, and he says what he means. Well, we just thank God for each and every one that have tuned in here tonight. We just pray and believe God with you that what you believe in him for and your life is in alignment with the will of God for your life. We touch and agree based on the word of God that says, if any two of us come in agreement, that's touching anything here on earth, it'll be done by the Heavenly Father, which is in heaven. We have to understand that the God that we serve, he desires to bless his people. He desires to bless the righteous one, the ones that is in right standing with him. But our life has to be like an open book, transparent, where we can speak to him and come boldly to the throne of God because of our born-again spiritual experience when we accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our lives, and then salvation, a free gift that we accepted to be saved by faith, because everything we get from God is by faith. He's ready to embrace us, to bless us, and to keep us in his care. But we must do our part. Bible says that If my people, which is called by my name, which is humble themselves, seek my face, pray, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal the land. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, in 2021, we need a healing in all areas, individually as well as collectively. So we must take life for granted, because we could be here today and gone today. It's only by God's grace and mercy that we're on top of the ground, and the ground is not on top of us. So again, tonight we are talking about Jesus Christ has transferred us from darkness into light. And we, as followers of Christ, we are the beacons through which Christ shines in this fallen, sinful world that we are living in. Here, again, Jesus said, he is our source of life. And we must go directly to him for spiritual enlightenment. again here in the book of John, chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Remember again, we are the beacons through which Christ shines into this dark, fallen, sinful world. Christ, Jesus Christ, he has transferred us from darkness to light. Oh, what a blessing. Believe in Christ. You see, once we come to acknowledge the fact, come to acknowledge Jesus Christ as author and finisher of our faith, once we come to the light, which is Jesus, we must let God's word correct our life. Bible says there is a way that seemeth right for a man, but the end thereof is the way of destruction or the way of death. So as God's people, we must expose the works of darkness, only to remember and to reflect back of how lost we were at one time. We didn't know no better because we were born in sin. So we were partaker of that sinful nature. But when we realized and we came to the realization that we needed help, Bible says one plant, one water, but God brings the increase. God will draw you continuously throughout a lifetime to try to get your attention, to come back and right fellowship with him. So beloved, we as a church, we as an individual, collectively, personally as well as collectively, we need to realize that God's work has to be done. That we are here for a reason and for a purpose. You see, as the Church of Christ, we must be a congregation of believers who have found the light and who have believed in the light and who have come to the light. Always remember this, people of God, that in 2021, the church, the body of believers, the church is not a building. It's not a structure. The church are the people that have given their life to Christ. We are all functioning together as one, in one heart, one mind, and in one accord. So the church must be seen in the world by being the light. Jesus Christ is the source. But the light has to be portrayed. That's why each and every day we have to examine ourselves to make sure that we're in the faith. Hallelujah. Prove our own self. Yes, God is glorified when our light shines in this dark world that we are living in. Remember this, people of God. We have been lifted up out of a world of deep darkness into the light of the glorious gospel of God's grace. Yes, his grace is sufficient. His grace will keep us. Our walk through this life as the children of God, it is to become on a day by day. Our lifestyle has to be pleasing and honoring God and honoring the author and finisher of our faith, the Lord Jesus Christ, because he has transferred us from the darkness to light. sharing our life with, sharing our life for Christ in a world of darkness. As believers of Christ, as a believer of Christ, your life walk should be a reflection of God's goodness and of God's grace, of his righteousness and integrity, of his kindness and gentleness, of God's truth and his sincerity. As believers of Christ, our Christian life should reflect his humility and patience, his endurance, and our life should be blossomed into godly fruitfulness and should reflect the love of God in the face of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So people of God, use the light. People of God, our God, he used the light of our witness and our testimony to warm the dead sinner's heart and to draw them to Jesus Christ for salvation. So beloved, Jesus save us to be a light for him as he shines, his light through us, around us, who are in darkness, are helped to see their way to God. So child of God, are you, as an individual, fulfilling God's call to be a light for him? People of God, the church, as we know it, in a universal sense, it is a worldwide living organism. It is made up of any person who truly trusts Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, regardless of denomination, regardless of label that they choose to attach themselves to. Child of God, if you are a true believer in Christ, in Jesus Christ, the very moment you are converted, you are automatically placed into the family of God, and you are part of his worldwide universal church. So if you, as a Christian, for if you are a Christian who never goes to church, to a church building or assembly, remember this, believer of Christ, when you were born again, spiritually, you automatically entered into God's family. Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 8, for ye were once darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, sharing your light for Christ, because he transferred us from darkness to light. Believer of Christ, your measure of light, is dependent greatly upon the clearness and sensitivity of your spiritual perceptive and receptive capabilities. It is time to get up and glow and shine for Christ. Remember what the Word of God said in Matthew 5, verse 14 through 16. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but put it on a candlestick and it give it light unto all that are in the house. So let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Yes, beloved, we are the beacons through which Christ shines in this dark, sinful world of ours. Yes, beloved, people of God, children of the Most High God, remember this, that light is meant to be seen. Don't be an undercover Christian or a secret agent, a saint, or a hidden holy one. Be real for the Lord. Be the light of the world. Jesus did not light our lights as followers of his so that we can hide under a basket because of fear. Bible says in 2 Timothy 2 and verse 7, 2 Timothy 1 and verse 7, it says, "For God hath given us the spirit of fear, but the power of love and of a sound mind." You see, Jesus Christ, he wants us as a Christian to be a light so that we are like a city on a hill. He wants us to shine so that we cannot be hidden. Then the word says in Ephesians 5, verse 8, "For ye were once a darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, of life, of light." Christ is the one that transferred us from darkness to light. So we are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. You see, the purpose of light, again, it is to shine. But there is no shining without burning. Shining will cost us sometimes. Yes, it may be Christ. Yes, it may be Christ's light, but it is through us that Christ shines, the light of the world. Letting our light shine is not an abstract thing, because it involves concrete behavior. It involves our light shining by the way we live and by the choices we make, also by the behavior and conduct we exhibit. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, you are the light of the world. Believe in Christ, you are not the source of light, but Christ is. So as followers of his, we have his presence dwelling within us through his Holy Spirit. Remember, you're not your own. You've been bought with a price. God is our creator. He is our maker. God is all powerful, all knowing. We serve a God that's willing, ready, and able to meet our each and every need. We serve a God that wants to, that wants to see us make it more than we want it ourselves. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, remember we harvest God's power. Hallelujah. And we let our light shine so that others will see our bright beacon. They will see the type of life that we live. Let our life be an example of what Christianity is all about in our life. Be hallelujah, when people look upon us, that they will see less of us and more of Jesus within us. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, this is the time not to back up. This is the time not to look back, but to keep our eyes on the prize, looking onto the hills from which coming our help. Our help coming from the Lord. Yes, it does. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God promised in his word that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He promised to be with us in the good times as well as times that are not so good. But God is still in the miracle working business. He's still able to turn things around in our behalf. He is still able to reach out and touch somebody that needs help in a time of need. He's a very present help. My brothers and sisters in Christ, remember Jesus Christ. He is the light of the world. And we as followers of his must let the light shine in us and through us by the leadership of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, them that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God, sons and daughters of the Most High God. Pray each and every day. Get in your prayer closet. Talk to Jesus about every situation and circumstance that you find yourself in. Bible says in John 14, verse 1, 2, and 3, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it wasn't so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. And also, give us a word of encouragement in Psalms 23, when it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restored my soul. Leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. For thou art with me, thou rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Well, we just hope and pray that was something that was said through the teaching tonight that will bless your soul. We just hope and pray that by the leadership of the Holy Spirit, that the anointing will rest upon the word of God. And for those that have listened in tonight and those that will be listening at a later date, that the Holy Spirit of God would just, hallelujah, would just convict you and bring you to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Bible says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We just thank God that we're sin abound, that the grace of God abounds even more. We thank God because he has made a way for us, a way for us to get back in right standing with him. Bible says that Jesus, he is the way, the truth, and the life. It's just a matter of you coming to a place of total surrender in your life, total and complete to him, of realizing that you're a sinner, that can be saved by grace. I've come to the knowledge of making a confession of faith, repenting of your sin, first of all, humbling yourself and need his mighty hand, asking him to come into your life to clean you up. Hallelujah. As you're making a vow of faith, and you make a confession of faith based on the word of God. That says in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10. Faith and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in your heart that God hath raised Jesus from the dead. For with your heart you believe on the righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. Word of God, let us know that he that wins souls is wise. Let us be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove, bold as a lion, proclaiming that Jesus Christ is Lord of lords and King of kings. From this night forward, in Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you'd like to get in contact with Bentley Tebow as well as Lisa M. Tebow, you can reach us at P.O. Box 92864 Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, if there's anything you would like to have discussed, you can write us. Lord, place upon your heart to send us a seed offering for the furthering of the gospel as we lift up the name of Jesus. You can send it at Dudley and Lisa M. Tebow at P.O. Box 92864 Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Well, until we meet again, God's willing, Jesus tarry, on this Tuesday of next week. Have a blessed, prosperous, safe weekend. We pray God's blessing upon you and your family. And have a pleasant night. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless you is our prayer.